This is Senator Al Simpson. Democrats keep dragging their brogans on key legislation, including banking reform. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, back on March 6th, the president challenged the Congress to get to work. Bush made a great point. He said if America could win a ground war in 100 hours, then maybe Congress could pass a crime bill and highway legislation in 100 days. Bad news, buddy. That deadline was last Friday. Besides those two tough choices, Congress also needs to chomp the bullet and pass bank reform. The president sent up his proposal in the winter, just in time for the old cold shoulder from you Dems. With complete control of Congress, all you guys have done is refuse to act. Responsible majority? Bah. It's bad enough to make mistakes, Ted, but Congress is setting the nation up to repeat the same mistake twice. The real problem facing Bush's domestic agenda are lazy Democrats dreaming the day away on partisan drivel. Get at it.
Al, President Bush decided at the last moment to pull some of his punches last week. What was billed in advance as a sharp attack on Congress turned out to be mostly softballs. The president can't make a credible case against Congress because his own domestic record is all rhetoric and no action. The problem is obvious. The administration is so preoccupied with foreign policy, it's doing little here at home. Take the economy, Al. You'd think stopping this prolonged recession would be George Bush's highest priority. Think again. The silence is deafening. As many experts have observed, President Bush has an economic policy for Mexico. He's got an economic policy for China. He's even got one for Kuwait. Why not one for the United States, too? The tables are turning, Al. Harry Truman ran against a do-nothing Congress in 1948, but in 1992, it's more likely to be Congress running against a do-nothing president. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on comprehensive health reform. It's good for families and good for business, too. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.